delighted to say with Kelly McGrew here in an Olympian at Donegal Town this evening, back where it all began, Abbey Vocational School, and bringing back some fond memories.
Yes, definitely loads of fond memories. I'm getting like flashbacks of when I was in school, and even coming in and the track is here. This is where our club is as well, Tyrconnell AC, and looking at all the youngsters that come out today, it just brings me back to where I started. And I feel really grateful, like, you know, looking at all the club coaches here, and like really without them, without the club and the school kind of pushing athletics, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be able to call myself an Olympian, so definitely feeling very grateful today.
Yeah, let's wind the clock back a few years. I'm sure it is always an aim. When did it become an aim for your realistic goal, let's say, to be represent Ireland at the Olympics?
So that's a really good question. You know, most people's answers might be when they were 8, 9, 10, they were like, yeah, I want to be an Olympian one day. But I actually never had that mindset when I was younger. I was doing athletics because I loved it and I enjoyed it, and I suppose that's kind of hats off to the club here for, you know, putting that mindset on young children to just do your sport because you love it. But in the last few years, I've kind of moved around a bit. I moved to Limerick in 2019 and I joined a training group there, Haley and Drew Harrison, and, you know, I started making big performance progress when I joined them. And then it's honestly not until the last 2 years that I've started narrowing in. And, you know, once we had the women's 4x4 team progressing and looking like they could qualify for an Olympics, that's when I set my targets on it and said, well, if we're qualifying a team, I want to give myself the best shot and being with a chance to be part of that. And thankfully we achieved that goal.
Watching the semi-final, or the heat rather, probably the race of your life, what was the emotions, what was the feelings after that, knowing that you had the final coming up?
It's really hard to put it into words. Like, it's almost surreal because it's everything you've hoped for. Like, before we went into that race, we said our goal is to make it into the final. That was our goal, no matter how we did that. If it was a big qualification on the day, or you also have your small qualifications, we just said we want to be in that final. Anything is to play for then. And we knew that was not going to be an easy task. So, like, when I was watching Charlene, our last runner, coming up the home straight, I just said it out loud. I was like, we're in the final, before she even crossed the line. And it was relief, first of all, we've done it. But yeah, it's so overwhelming. You feel emotional, you know, it's just everything. You've worked so hard for everything, and it's everything comes to a head in that, you know, that one moment. You're proud of your teammates, you're proud of yourself. It's hard to put into words.
Lots of success in your career, including at 2023 in Budapest, the World Athletics Championship PB. Does this top it all off?
Yeah, I think Budapest was an unbelievable experience. I got to run again with the women's 4x4. We made it into the world final. We finished 8th. But like, obviously that's a world stage as well. But the Olympic Games is the pinnacle of all sport, and it's what everybody, you know, trains towards. It's where everybody wants to peak. All the athletes in the world are trying to peak at the Olympic Games. So to get there, to be part of that, and then to get the opportunity to run, and we achieved our goal. We made it into the final and the girls finished 4th. Like, it's everything we wanted. So yeah, it's pretty special.
Finally, we spoke to your boyfriend Thomas Barr, 3 Olympics. Is this a realistic goal for Kelly McGrory?
I don't know if the numbers or the math side of it will work for me to get my 3 in. I think I'd be maybe 35 by the time I'd be on my 3rd one, but I don't know, like, I'll play it by ear what the rest of my career is going to look like. Obviously, I'm 28 in December. Is another 4 years realistic? I'm not sure. I'll have to see how my body feels about that, but I still have it. I still have the want to do more, and I'm hungry for more, and I'm hungry to get better in the sport. So if I can get another 4 years out of myself, I absolutely will be doing that.
Kelly McGrory, huge congratulations and best of luck for the future.
Thank you so much.